Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. The score!
A lot happened today. We had a lot going on. And amid all of it, our guests were Patrick Manley, Pete Futek, Mike Hall, and Russell Dorsey. I'd like to thank Ray Diaz, Mike Rankin, Brandon Fryer, and Connor O'Donnell, as always. And the latest number for our Big Giving Tuesday run for the match. The match is at 25K. I think we're ahead of where we were last year at this time. At the moment, we are at 16,861. So there is every reason to believe that at some point relatively soon in this afternoon, probably by the time our next show is, easily by the time our next show is off the air, because that's a long time from now, we will be able to nail down that $25,000 for Camp One Step and the Camp One Step programs, which will then be matched by the Marks Family Foundation. So we can send 50 kids to camp for a week. Thanks to everybody who donated. Thank you, Lawrence, for your help and for all that, because that's really more important than all the sports talk. And here
you
are.
Sure?
I don't know. Yeah. Bulls Jazz, Dan.
Yeah.
There was Bulls Jazz.
Yeah, the Bears put Eddie Jackson on injured reserve, put Darnell Mooney on injured reserve, and it looks like maybe some street free agent time is going to be in the offing for your Chicago Bears. Parkins and Spiegel are here.
Hello. Yeah, they grabbed a safety, right? Or they're about to grab a safety? Adrian Coulter.
They're going to have to.
Yeah.
Because
there's five games left.
Good random safety name.
I think it's actually his name.
Coulter does sound like the name of last name in a video game.
Adrian Coulter.
Adrian Coulter, I believe, is his name. Okay. It's just because Dane Cruikshank.
My guy!
Can't play there all the time.
He likes to hit people, they say.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Adrian Coulter. He'll hit you, and you'll remember it.
I was trying to sell this as Super Bowl week yesterday. Bears-Packers.
We were joking about that a couple weeks ago, that if Justin Fields was progressing, you could have made the case that this would be a huge week for Bears fans and the Bears as an organization. It could have been like the changing of the guard type thing. And now it just feels like, here's another game for Aaron Rodgers to do Aaron Rodgers things. And now all of a sudden, everything feels fine.
I think we're
okay.
We underestimate, at this radio station, we underestimate the meatball quotient in our listenership and in this town.
I saw them at Martyrs. They were pretty good.
Meatball quotient?
Yeah.
Yeah. love those guys. But
their
like,
first album more so than the second one. Second one felt a little more commercial to me.
People want to beat the Packers, boys. They want to beat the Packers. Danny laid out like the perfect intellectual point yesterday, and a whole bunch of people were like, I hear what you're saying, Danny, and yet I want some blood on Sunday. They still live there.
Well, yeah, of course they still live there, and they should. And I don't think we underestimate it. I think what gets lost in the conversation is like Grody yesterday going to Cole Kmet in the locker room and being like, what do you think about the idea of draft position? No player or coach cares.
No, they're trying to win the next game. Nor should they.
I learned to never ask him.
Correct. Yeah. It is the definition of a fan conversation as opposed to a player conversation.
Okay, but even just in the fan conversation, you put the poll out there, and I thought the numbers were interesting.
Yeah, I said...
I love it when he puts the poll out there.
He put Dick Poll out there.
Purple nose.
I phrased it like, if Justin Fields doesn't play, do you want the Bears to win? Yes, I hate the Packers above all else. No, keep pace for the second pick in the draft, and 62% said keep pace for the second pick.
62-38. That's not a 90-10, not even 85-15.
Those who would be answering a Twitter poll are a subset of fandom.
Yeah. But they're Danny's subset of fandom, so you'd think that would be his echo chamber. That would be his particular subset.
Yeah, but I also think it probably follows that those are, on average, going to be the fans that are a little more nuanced
or analytical
because they're following Danny.
Right, right. So, but, and they were only, 38% of them still want to beat the Packers. Screwed draft position.
And I think that, like, there's
my favorite Atari 2600 game, by the way.
It's great.
Draft position.
I mean,
oh, man.
I thought it was screw draft position.
It came in that you got the two-pack pole position and draft position.
While listening to Meatball Quotient, playing screw draft position.
Only their first album.
Second
album, they'd seen some things, and then it kind of came back and it was very commercial.
Too successful.
Yeah, I get frustrated sometimes, not really by the fan reaction to it, but by like the media frames it of like, it's like, well, this isn't how any football team would operate.
Of course.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we don't want them to.
Yeah, we don't want them to. We don't expect them to. We're not talking about them, but we are saying that in a vacuum,
okay,
what would be the best thing for Ryan Poles building a team that could beat the Packers for the next 10 years?
Here's the best thing you can do. The best thing you can do is root for your team to win, enjoy the win if they get it, and then if they lose, shrug it off completely and claim victory for draft position reasons.
I think that's fair. I think that's absolutely fair because you can't just turn that off during the game.
I can't.
Nor can you necessarily turn it off, nor do you want to turn it off in the week leading up. Here's the reality in my house. I'm watching the Bears. Wife and child come up and say, how are the Bears doing? And I say, it doesn't really matter. And they're both like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Because they want the Bears to win. They think it's better for the overall vibe of the city they live in and general happiness.
So salute. Funny. Beth always comes. We're watching, and Beth will come down and do one lap and go, how bad is it?
Well, that's because she's been married to you for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not on the show. She's not. Beth Bernstein, not on the show today.
No, Jason Bernstein.
I can't believe you guys are doing this.
Jay, what do you mean? You're the one doing a podcast with him.
That's a podcast.
There's no difference.
In their home with...
Yeah, we're sitting in the
you don't think we should do it either.
We're sitting in the basement.
I think if he said yes, I say go for it.
Yeah. He asked me, he said, should I do it? I said, do you want to? He said, yeah, why not? I said, okay.
Is his ongoing vendetta with Shane going to continue?
We don't know. I haven't listened to episode one of the podcast. For anyone who doesn't know, Dan Bernstein cloned himself, and there's another... There is another Bernstein.
It's an upgraded version.
Yeah, but so, and he's platforming him as a Bulls expert and analyst, so we are going to do the same.
Absolutely. We'll check in on the beef, Lawrence, but it's so hard to keep track of Shane's beefs. You know, Shane's meat is one thing, but Shane's beefs, it's incredibly difficult to keep track
of. It's a
long list. Is Shane now beefing with Rick Hahn or no?
No, I don't think he could possibly do
that.
Well,
I mean, last night, he was pretty upset about the Jose Abreu thing, and I wasn't sure if that meant that there's no more whiskey going to be consumed with
Rick Hahn. I don't
know.
I'm beefing with Rick Hahn today. Mm. Why is Daryl Boston back on this coaching staff?
You know why.
And I was told, actually, I do. I, yeah, right.
You know why.
I do. And I had to confirm that because, like, I had been told that he was done, that Daryl and Joe McEwing were done. But
you know why.
Daryl's very, very tight with a very important person in that front office.
This is what I was trying to tell Dan.
Sad.
We can't say Kenny Williams' name.
Yeah, we can. It's Randy Brown.
I was trying to tell Dan like weeks
it's
ago.
White Sox Randy Brown, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm like, look, man, these guys are all here for a reason. And this guy is this guy's guy. And this guy is this guy's guy.
It's just, it's not how you run a good baseball organization. And frankly, we were full of praise for the Pedro Grifol process and the hire. And I saw them, by the way, at Lounge Jacks, the Pedro Grifol process.
Oh, they were awesome.
But, full of praise for the process and everything. And then since then, I hate the Mike Clevenger signing on every available level. And Daryl Boston is back reminding you that people have their own hand-picked coaches.
And I know we can talk about the various effects that I don't know how many games a bad first base coach costs you.
What I can't imagine
maybe like the
hold on though.
He's also the outfield coach.
Yes, he's outfield coach. Is he still,
well, yeah, that, we don't know that though. With this,
no, he's supposed to clean up defense and relays and base running. That's a big part of the accountability. He's supposed to do that with his help. He hasn't helped him with that.
Wasn't
before.
There at least one game that we could point to last year that he did lose?
What would a replacement? What is like value over replacement first base coach?
Point.
I mean, it's got to be.
Ask Lawrence, the third base coach.
It has.
I cost this. I cost this.
Yeah, but your vibes as a third base coach were elite. I saw them in action, so there's value there. Maybe Debo's vibes are great.
Well,
for one guy.
It's fine.
It's not fine. What's the object of the exercise?
The bigger issue, I think, is what Lawrence brings up correctly, and that is a balkanization of loyalties. When you just have some people say, hey, what are they saying about me? So give me you tell me, what was this guy saying about this guy? Really? Was he saying about, does he like this guy? Oh, well, do you like that guy? And it just filters down where, as a player, if you know there's a certain part of the this boss's boss thinks you're good, this boss's boss likes a different guy, it's just not healthy.
No, it isn't.
It makes everybody a little awkward or just feel a little
right. And some people respond to that awkwardness by trying less, whether they realize it or not.
I guess it doesn't matter if I'm good if that guy doesn't like me.
Right. It makes you a little passive, or you're annoyed and you're like, oh, do I have to talk to both of them now? You know what? Just forget it. I'm not going to talk to either of them. And then all of a sudden you're not communicating and talking about stuff. We've seen it.
Sure have, Speaks. And we'll see it again.
And you see it again. Yeah, you'll see it again. You asked yesterday if we were going to do the Goodfellas tribute to Jose Abreu.
Yeah, yeah.
We will be opening the show with a Tanny tribute to Jose Abreu.
I dig it.
But it's not a Goodfellas tribute. It is an appreciation.
A heartfelt.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. It felt, obviously he's the maestro. He, you know, his carte blanche on the opens, but he was told that not a Goodfellas tribute. It is an appreciation of Jose Abreu, an all timer.
And later on, I got to thinking, where does Jose Abreu rank in all the ball players that I've seen that I love? Like, my favorite ball players for both sides of town. Moved here in 92, so my top 30 players of the last 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I went through the process and actually made the list. So we'll talk about where Abreu ranks on that.
Where are you going to be for that
later on?
I'm going to be here.
He supported the idea, as a matter of fact.
I'm a huge supporter of the idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to be Batman. Sometimes you got to be Robin.
There was an I love that.
Sometimes you got to be the Batmobile.
I got an I love that in the show thread.
Sometimes you got to be, I don't know, Alfred. Just gonna hang out.
Are you going? Are you ranking them based on how you, just your favorite?
See you at 5 o'clock, Dan. See you in the 5 o'clock hour.
I had a question, but I'll wait until the 5 o'clock hour.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. If it's bad, I don't think it's best. I think it's
vibes, babes. Like, yeah, that's what it is.
I believe so.
Vibes is one of the five tools.
Oh God,
it's a five tool ranking, and vibes is one of the five tools.
Let me tell you.
Hey man, what's my favorite?
Considering
if Ryan Terry was on the list, I'm leaving
the riot. The riot.
No, because offense and defense are also on the list.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
Yes, yes.
Considering what the Bears are and what time of year this is, I am for any type of compelling content that can be created.
Oh, yeah,
shout out to Speaks.
Both of us, we got stuff for you today, mister.
Plenty of stuff today. And yes, lots on Jose Abreu. Matt Davidson has thoughts on Abreu and the White Sox culture and all that. So Matt
Davidson,
he's
going to come on.
Super interesting guy. He's going to call in about 30 minutes or so.
Still at it, man. Still trying to play in Japan.
I was going to say, what's he doing?
He's playing in Japan.
I just saw Aristides Aquino just signed to Japan.
Was it Japan or was it Korea? I
think it was Japan.
But yeah, he's going to kill it over there.
That's an all-time legend.
He's going to hit 50 home runs and throw out 30 guys.
He could be like a Vladimir Ballantyne
100%
level player over that. His age.
Prodigious home runs.
If he embraces the culture and if he likes it there, he could be a legend.
He's got a great smile and a huge cannon and has a right field arm. Yeah, they're going to love him.
Norman Schweinsteiger.
And two Jasons on the show today. Two Jasons. Wow. Jason Bernstein at 4. Jason Brown, the famed coach from Last Chance U, who's done a ton of like film breakdowns and stuff. Real into Justin Fields. So he's got a lot of Justin Fields thoughts. So the coach of Last Chance U from Netflix is going to join us at 3 o'clock today.
All right. Take it easy on the kid.
Of course we will. Of course we might not take it easy on you. But of course we'll take it easy on the kid. But that's coming up at 4. Tanny's Open in tribute to Jose Abreu kicks us off. Parkinson and Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.